APR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis delivered his annual State of the State address today, making multiple references to the rising cost of living in Colorado, which both parties have agreed to confront during this year's legislative session.
Inflation has accelerated during the pandemic. Supply chains globally have been disrupted. Spending habits have changed. The cost of housing has spiked. Farmers and ranchers face unprecedented challenges. And many Coloradans have left the workforce. Too many people are struggling to make ends meet. As your governor, I want you to know we hear you and we're here to do something about it.
Polis says the state should rein in taxes and fees to help people get by. Republicans reacted skeptically to the governor's speech. Polis made saving Coloradans money the focus of his address, pledging that his administration has identified 50 specific ways to do that. But Republican Representative Colin Larson said this effort is just spin ahead of the upcoming election.
It's comical to watch him try to run as a moderate Republican now and hide from the record that he's built up over 3 years. You know, we'll see if he puts any of these things into actual action, but I'm pretty skeptical.
Republicans argue Democratic policies have contributed to Colorado's high cost of living. Meanwhile, Democrats blame pandemic disruptions and an out-of-balance housing market. Pitkin County put out an emergency alert for the Basalt and El Jebel area this afternoon, an ice jam released on the Roaring Fork River. Officials said people should stay away from the river and seek high ground from Snowmass Canyon to Carbondale. Be careful of ice and debris. Right now in Denver, it's 60 degrees. This is CPR News.